How would you rate your job satisfaction? In today's episode of Frame of Reference, we will be reviewing a mystery job. I'm your host, Jessica Bryant.
And I'm Molly Farrell.
And Molly has no idea what we're going to be reviewing exactly. It's time to get into the podcast.
I am concerned about what you are going to be sharing today.
How concerned are you?
Well, I don't know. You just say that you're excited.
this first story comes from Reddit user J-L-S, and it is a story about working at McDonald's. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are you really ready?
I'm ready.
I was the manager at a McDonald's for many years. I have a few good ones. Here is my favorite story. It's a busy night, and I'm in the office, and one of my employees comes in saying that some dude is in the lobby screaming for the manager. So I go out to meet the guy, and it's this old 50-something dude, freaking out and drenched in sweat. He starts telling me that he's been chased by a rabid dog for a few blocks and ran into my restaurant to escape. At this point, he points out that he has trapped the dog in the entrance to my restaurant. That little vestibule area where you open the door have that little space to wipe your shoes and shit. And then can open the next door to enter the restaurant itself. I looked over his shoulder, and sure enough, there's this giant lab of some sort freaking out, possibly rabid. Luckily, my store had two entrances, so I put signs on the outside of both doors, but couldn't lock them as the locks were on the inside. I then called the police, who agreed to send an animal control officer and tell me that this person will arrive in about 20 minutes, and to just keep the dog trapped in the area until then to be safe. You see, it's kind of dramatic here. Like, when I did my first read-through of the story, I was like, wow, this is, like, interesting, you know? But then, the next part
really gets to you.
Yes, the next part really gets ya. A few minutes later, three customers approached me and asked me whose dog it is. These guys are mid-20s and obviously stoned. I give them the short form of the story, and they start asking if they can take the dog and give it a good home. I reiterate that the police told me and told them no. They started begging, but I still kept saying no, not thinking it was a good idea. Eventually, they realize I'm not caving and leave me alone. I go back to work, and a minute or two later, somebody in the lobby yells for help. I run into the lobby, and one of the stoners has collapsed and is laying on the floor. I rush to his side and start checking vitals and whatnot, preparing to do CPR if needed. At this point, another customer yells out from behind me, "Hey, they're stealing the dog!" As I turn around to check this and see that, yes, they are indeed stealing the dog. The man who collapsed stands up very quickly and runs out of the other entrance, joining his friends and the dog as they run down the street. I wish I had taken a picture of the animal control officer's face when I told him the story, as he arrived shortly after this went down. It was a weird night, and that is the end of the story. From Reddit user J-L-S. What's your initial reaction? Do you agree with this?
Do I agree with it?
Do you agree with the stealing of the dog?
Yes, do I agree with this? Well, I mean, hopefully they gave a dog a good home.
Even if it was rabid?
I mean, that's one way to get a dog, I guess. Steal yes. From McDonald's.
Okay, we have to keep in mind, even with all of this craziness that happened in this story, we have to keep in mind that we're reviewing working at McDonald's at this point now.
Well, it sounds like it's something that'd be pretty entertaining.
Yeah, I know. It sounds like something that just, like, keeps you on your toes on a...
Oh, yeah.
...day-to-day basis.
You know, you go into work, you never know what to expect.
I know.
Has an element of surprise.
I'll be honest, when the story was talking about the 50-year-old man talking about the rabid dog, I was like, oh, okay. And I thought it would end there. And then it threw in the three stoners, and I was like,
well, this
wow.
is gonna get interesting.
And it did get interesting. They absolutely stole that dog. whoever's dog it was before, they absolutely stole that dog and took it somewhere.
Oh yeah, well, who knows if it was someone's dog?
Who knows?
Who knows?
You want to know what I want to do with you now, Molly?
Yes.
You're gonna hate me for this. Possibly. Who knows? We're gonna play guess what job they worked at.
Okay.
Or actually, guess what job they worked at, but there's a twist in that these jobs were apparently so bad that these people quit the very same day.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. So, I also found a bunch of other Reddit users with stories about these jobs. And your job is to see if you can guess what they worked as.
I'm ready.
All right. And you get points. I don't really know what you can do with those points yet. Maybe you can cash in at something at some point. But anyways, let us get into the quiz. So, what job did they work at? The theme, job so bad that they quit the very same day. There are 5 questions, and they get a little bit harder as you go. All right, moving on to question 1.
I'm ready. I'm so ready.
So, question number 1, a blank job. They explained that I'd have to go to people's houses and offer to clean one room for them with the blank. And I'd get paid if during my blank demo, they bought a blank. Nah, I'm good. I like the blank though. This is from Reddit user, The One Queen. Can you guess what job this was?
I feel like it's something about a vacuum cleaner, maybe? Or no? Wait.
You're on the money.
Was it?
Yes. To be more precise, it was a vacuum cleaner salesman.
Yeah.
But you got it on the money. As soon as you said vacuum, I was surprised. You got 1 point. 1 point. It's going strong. If I win, I get to choose a punishment for you. If you win, you get to give me a punishment. So have that in your mind and think about a punishment as we move on to... As we move on to question 2. Question 2. When I was 16, I got a job at a blank. It was disgusting. The kitchen was dirty, and people were rude AF. They had me making the coleslaw. It came in separate bags, i.e. cabbage in single huge bags, carrots, mayo. I was mixing it by hand and in a huge fat thing. Found a cockroach in there. I told the manager, and he replied that it was normal. I quit then and there. Nope, out of that place. And this is from Reddit user BobbySurfer2019. What job did he work at?
Well, he was a chef in a restaurant, apparently. Not sure if I would go so far to say chef. Sounds like he made some food.
Keep in mind, he was also 16. So 16-year-olds can't really work in well-established restaurants.
Oh, no, I mean like fast food.
Yeah, you're on the right track.
Do I have to say a specific place?
Yeah, just guess any specific place if you can. The coleslaw was a good hint.
I don't know what has coleslaw. Let's see.
Are you searching it on the internet?
Fast food with coleslaw.
Cheater.
Hey. Popeyes.
Incorrect.
KFC.
Yes, but we went with your first guess, and you got your first guess wrong. So therefore...
Whoa. No. I guessed fast food worker person... So I think I get part of a point.
Part of a point. So like half a point.
You never clarified that I needed to specify the fast food place.
Okay, you wanna know what? For future, all right. I'll give you half a point for this one. Future reference, if it involves a fast food place, you have to specify, okay?
I will be giving myself another half a point for the fact that you didn't specify.
Listen, you're just mooching off of me here at this point.
I'm ready for
and
the next one.
I feel as though I'm being attacked.
I am ready for the next one.
Okay. All right. Moving on to question three. Question three. Got a job at a salt. Never mind. Pretend like you didn't hear that. We're redoing that. Question number three. Got a job at a blank right out of high school. It was probably open in the 40s. Dangerous as hell. First day, one of the guys that worked there was bragging about how the good owner was to work for. Held up his two-fingered hand, touched the two nubs, one at a time, and said, "I got $500 each when that happened." About an hour in, I went to my car, under the auspices of grabbing my thermos, left and never went back. And this comes from Reddit user, must be shitting me. What job did this Reddit user have?
Well, it sounded like you said slayer or something when you started. I have no idea what that means.
Shh, you didn't hear me mess up the word.
So you did that say sla, or did you say?
If there was an S sound, maybe, I can't really say. But think about it in terms of, there was a man with only two fingers and touched each nub of them.
Maybe some kind of warehouse?
That's pretty close.
Oh, nice. Wait.
Not it, but that's like a pretty good guess.
Is this like a well-known place? Like a...
No, it's not a well-known place. It's like one of those general jobs, I guess you could say. You have 5 seconds to answer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It was a sawmill.
A what?
A sawmill. Man's worked at a sawmill and never went back. It is quite very sad. Quite very sad.
Quite very sad.
All right, moving on to question four.
Oh, wow. I never knew what that was.
Question four. I tried being a blank over the summer. 11-hour day, made around $80. It was considered to be a top seller. If that was the best, I didn't want to see the average day. My highlight was buying a kid ice cream. He started crying when he didn't have enough. I bought it for him instead. Reddit user Dave in ATX. I think this was more of a wholesome story.
Hold up, so he bought a kid ice cream because they didn't have enough ice cream?
They didn't have enough money.
So maybe he worked at an ice cream place.
Very, very, very close. Like, you got the first part.
Ice cream? Is it... No, let's see. Does it just have ice cream or does it have other stuff? Oh, geez.
It's ice cream, but think about it like this. I tried being an ice cream over a summer. 11-hour day, made around $80, and was considered a top seller. If that
an ice cream maker, an ice cream man.
Yes. You got it.
Nice.
Let's see, that's 2.5 points to you, 1 point to me, because you got question three wrong. All right, and here's the final question. This is make or break in your career, all right? It's a bit of a longer one, but I think it's a bit of a funnier one, if that makes sense. So, question number five. I had a job at blank when I was 15. One of my jobs was to clean the fryer oil at the end of the night. When the oil was drained out, they had us reach our hands inside the oil vat container and clean out all the burnt crap from the food all day. They had no safety gloves for this and was just told that that's the way it was. I feel stupid now, and while I was never significantly burned, I know some people that were and had latex gloves melt onto their skin slightly. They are lucky they didn't get sued for that one. Also, climbing on top of the hot grill to exchange the oil traps on the overhead ventilation systems at the end of the night. Imagine standing on completely oil-covered and very hot equipment, removing sharp and heavy hood vent filters, also covered in tons of grease. This was probably a bigger hazard than the fryer was. The laughable part was the training wage implemented for the first month or whatever that you started. $6.25 an hour. $6.25. That was fucking bullshit. My dad actually had his account look into seeing if this was even legal. It is. No fast food job is worth going to at that point. But it gave me a small amount of spending money. Luckily, I was able to quit this and start working for my dad's construction company full-time during the summer months instead. And this comes from Reddit user Huck and Pray.
Well, I think he works at a fast food restaurant, or I guess worked.
Yes.
Which one specifically? That's a good question. I would say something along the lines of McDonald's.
No.
Or...
Listen, I'll give you...
Burger King?
No. I'll give you 3 more chances to see if you can get it correct.
Okay. Do I get any hints?
Hints? I'm gonna make an analogy really, really quick. King is to burger as the king's partner is to this.
Dairy Queen?
Correct. I'm surprised you got it from that hint. That was a terrible analogy. And that is it for the Dairy Queen. Not Dairy Queen.
And that is it for the podcast.
And that is it. No, we still have one last story. And then we're rating working at McDonald's on a scale of 1 to 5 stars, okay?
Wait. So what is that it for then? That's it for
quiz section.
Oh, okay.
We have our very last segment, which is one last story. And it's about working at McDonald's again. Mm-hmm. And so, as you can see now, the theme of this podcast is working at McDonald's. Or honestly, the food service industry, just as a fact. All right, guys, our very last segment of the day, we are doing another dramatic reading about working at McDonald's. And let's just get right into it. I worked at McDonald's for about 6 months in high school before quitting in the middle of a shift. More on that later. During that time, I encountered a few regulars and had to work with some of the strangest people I've ever met. Most of the regulars were relatively normal, a few were peculiar, and some were just special. Of the latter was a 90-year-old lady who would come through the drive-thru once a week during a rush and order 2 hamburgers, just meat. She would sit at the pickup window and carefully unwrap and inspect each patty before breaking them into pieces and feeding them to her little yipping dog sitting on the front seat. This took 5 to 10 minutes and resulted in a line of angry patrons honking horns and yelling out the windows. And that's only the first story. Of the regulars that came through, my favorite by far was Knight Rider. This guy had a black 1982 Pontiac Trans Am, the camel skin interior. He wore a black leather jacket, had a bright red curly afro, and had about 400 pounds of gut between him and the steering wheel. He always came through at the same time every day and ordered the exact same meal. A 20-piece chicken nugget, Big Mac, and a supersized Diet Coke. You know those billboards that change on a timer? Well, when the Arch Deluxe came out, one of the pieces of in-store advertisement set up was a small display of the type that would rotate to the next image every couple seconds. One afternoon, the night manager, Rick, strolls in, sees this thing, and makes a beeline straight for it. Now understand, Rick was a dealer and an addict who always came into work, buzzed, tweaked, or otherwise stoned. The day manager was in a rush to leave and had called him in early. Seeing that he was there, the day manager promptly left. I'm not sure what Rick was on this particular afternoon, but he stood looking at this sign for the entire shift without so much as a word spoken. When the manager's keys were needed for the registers or letting a delivery in the back, he would mindlessly hand them over without breaking his stare. Because of the management's obvious substance abuse issues, employees who showed up to work clearly on something were not sent home. Instead, they were simply given the unsavory task, like cleaning out the bathrooms. On such an occasion, when an employee, Adam, showed up high, he was told to clean the patio and kids' play area. He vanished and was all but forgotten about until a couple hours later, when a lady came into the patio area somewhat shaken and said that one of our employees needed some help. Adam was discovered in the kids' ball pit, hanging from the mesh net ceiling, screaming his head off about a giant cockroach that was trying to eat him. Instead of being dismissed or sent home, he was helped down and told to clean up the back, and from that day forward, he was called the Cockroach Hunter. Real quick, this is a side note, just imagine being called the Cockroach Hunter. When I imagine that, I imagine like Batman for some reason, like Batman and just having like a logo symbol. Friar by day, fighter by night, the Cockroach Hunter. Anyways, on my last day at McDonald's, I was working the front counter about 9:30 p.m. when a couple approached and ordered some ice cream. Standard procedure at McDonald's is to break down all machines every night, clean them thoroughly, soak some parts in disinfectant overnight, and reassemble before the morning shift. The machines were typically broken down at 10:30 p.m., but someone wanted to get out early this evening, and unbeknownst to me, he had started this process prematurely. The ice cream machine has two large Archimedes little screws that pump soft serve through two refrigerated cylinders that freeze and stir the mixture as it moves to the front of the machine. They're spring-loaded and held in place by a faceplate with four large bolts. Someone had disconnected the pump and removed the four bolts, but neglected to leave the front door ajar to make it obvious the breakdown process had begun. I gingerly snapped up a cone and reached for the handles of the machine. As I pulled down, the faceplate fell off and landed on my foot, but before I could react, the two screws filled with soft serve ice cream disengaged and shot forward into my chest, all of their contents down, and shot forward into my chest, ejecting all of their contents down the front of me. I turned back toward the couple, still holding the now broken cone and standing in about 6 inches of ice cream, and said, "I'm sorry, but we're out of ice cream." Good times. And this was by Reddit user CPT Skippy. So, Molly, out of all the stories you heard today, which one was your favorite?
Well, I do happen to like that one about the ice cream machine.
Really good. I'm glad you did. So, as you know, the theme for today was working at McDonald's. So, what do you think about working at McDonald's? First impressions?
Not good. Not good. I don't think I would want to work there.
So, what would you rate it on a 5-star scale?
Well, on a 5-star scale, I'd probably have to say 1.
1.
1.
You're not even being generous.
I'm not even being generous.
I used to be like you. I used to think the same way.
Okay.
But you want to know what I thought about as I read these stories and was going through all this stuff? At least at McDonald's, life would be a little bit interesting every shift.
You get some free entertainment.
You know what? You get free entertainment every now and then.
Maybe I could bump it up to a 2. 2 stars.
I was going to say 1.5, but 2 stars.
You know what? We'll settle on 1.5.
1.5. All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning into this episode of Frame of Reference. As you can see, we rated working at McDonald's at 1.5. I'm your host, Jessica Bryant.
And I'm Molly Farrell.
And this has been Frame of Reference. Thank you. Tune in for the next episode.
Peace out.